Der Pop Talk. Hashtag Jazz.
Der Pop Talk. Heute zu Gast im Studio ist Kit Downs und der gehört nicht zu Unrecht zu den heißesten Musikern von der britischen Insel. Er ist viel unterwegs in Europa mit seinen Projekten und hat zuletzt auf ECM Records Alben aufgenommen. Und jetzt ist er hier unterwegs in Deutschland mit seinem Trio, es heißt Enemy, und Kit Downs ist hier im Studio bei mir persönlich. Welcome, Kit. Nice to have you.
Nice to be here.
Kit Downs, gleich checken wir aus, was für ein Typ er ist. Er zieht wahnsinnig junges Publikum an und ihr seid beim Pop Talk von und mit Nabil Attassi. Song von der neuen Enemy-Platte, mit der Kit Downs zurzeit auf Tournee ist. You've just recorded your last record with a trio called Enemy, and you play there with a lot of Berlin musicians. It's a thing you recently did a lot, and something you just told me before you like doing. So what's so special about this connection between London and Berlin?
Yeah, it's the musicians that are special, and a lot of them happen to live in Berlin. So guys like Peter Eld and Otis Sanjo and Lucia Kadoch, Lucy Railton, a lot of these people I've been making music with for a long time. Some have lived in Berlin for a long time, some moved there pretty recently. But yeah, there's just a lot. There's a lot of musicians doing kind of cool creative things there. And there are all over Europe in lots of different towns. I play a lot with musicians from Trondheim and Oslo as well, and in Paris and Cologne. It's just a great scene. A lot of interesting music. I keep discovering more faster than I can listen to it all.
You've been quite around the block, a lot of different towns that you play with a lot of musicians, and you kind of gathered a lot of projects that you play in. Recently you just recorded with Enemy, but you could also name an other records that you did solo on organ, on piano. So what makes you choose a band and to call it a project? So what makes it important for you to say, okay, let's record, let's do something that stays?
Yeah, it usually starts with the people. So for Enemy, I've been playing with James, the drummer, for a long time, since we were at college. We grew up together. With Petter, I was a great admirer of Django Bates' music for a long time, and I went to see his trio with Petter, and immediately started hearing music in my head that I wanted to write down to play with him. I mean, Enemy itself is half my music and half Petter's music, so it's really a collaborative thing. So in that sense, the music is always this meeting of the way that he writes music and the way that I write music, and then the way that all three of us interpret it. So I think the music is difficult technically, and that could lead you down a blind alley if you get too precise in it or something. We want to keep that kind of slightly raw attitude of being happy to make a mistake, or have this aesthetic of a free band.
So every night is different.
Yeah, radically different, yeah. And we're happy for people not to know what is written or what's improvised or whatever, you know.
So a very different kind of working in comparison to your solo works that you do on organ. It must be radically different.
Yeah, playing on your own is just so different anyway. And those all came from improvisation, the solo works. There's a lot less structure that's preconceived before playing, because it's just myself. I had to try and make everything sound as colourful as possible, to try and play it in an unusual way. That's the goal.
Must be great to be an ECM artist.
Yeah, I'm very lucky, no doubt. Very, very lucky.
When you travel so much in Europe, so, I mean, recently there's Brexit and there's stuff changing politically between the island, Great Britain, and Europe. Does it have any impact on you or your music or relations to other people here on the continent, I would say?
I mean, yeah, it's had an effect already on Britain itself. Just the referendum itself was very difficult thing for the United Kingdom, and it's left people with a lot of division and an inability to talk in an empathetic way about differing viewpoints. I think it's exposed some things about our society as well that we thought were maybe fixed somehow or something like that, but in actual reality there's a lot of equality and a lot of division and difficulty, and I think people used some of that to engineer this scenario that we're in now. I mean, personally, how it affects me is it's unclear. We don't know what's going on. I mean, it's difficult to know what will happen with this whole thing. It changes from day to day. I mean, we know as much as you guys do.
Because it makes all of your life maybe a little bit more complicated with all the traveling and playing with other people. Now you just, when you go to Berlin, you decide to stay 2 months, you stay 2 months. It's no problem. Maybe in the future it's going to be different. So do you think music does have an effect on maybe keep the things together?
I mean, musicians just want to play with the people they like playing with, wherever they live and whoever they are and whatever country they're from. So I think even if you put some stupid shit in the way, people will still make that music happen. Just, I mean, that's why we're doing it. Like, we don't get paid a lot to do it, so why would we not do the things that we want to do? You know what I mean? Even if it's difficult, that's the whole reason. that we're musicians is to play with these people that we want to play with and learn from people and be able to express ourselves better through meeting people that challenge and excite us. So I don't think it may make things harder to live and work in a comfortable way, but the music will still get made. I mean, these kind of things like Brexit or declining record sales or the industry or these business things, they never stop you making a piece of music. And they can make it harder to live off it, maybe, but the impulse to make the thing is the same. That comes from you or you and someone else getting together. That doesn't get in the way of that. You're still in control of that, so...
In the studio. You're now touring with a trio, with your trio, Enemy. Just recently recorded an album, and you like changing. You play organ, you play piano, so you go into lots of different challenges. So what's next in Kit Down's life?
I'm actually trying to just stay with these two things for a little while. Enemy are going to record another record. Me and Petter have written a whole batch of new music. At some point that'll happen. I've also already recorded a whole new record for ECM, which is a mixture of organ and piano, again with Tom Challenger, the saxophonist who's on Obsidian, and some other guests as well. Lucy Railton, a cellist from Berlin, and Seb Rotra, the drummer from England, and Stian Vester, who's a guitarist from Norway.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm very happy with it, and it should be out in September this year, and I think a particular point in your life, you're you throw the net very far and try and meet as many people as you can and learn lots of stuff. And at that point, you just want to be stimulated by so many different things. And then after a while, I think you want to focus in a little more on the stuff that really feels relevant to you and go deep into it.
Do not get overstimulated then.
No, just to find the stimulation in one thing maybe, or a couple of things, and go a bit deeper into it rather than these one-off projects so much. I mean, I still like doing that too, but I think with Petter and James, I feel like I have a very, very deep musical connection with them, and I feel like there's a lot more to explore with them. And the same with Tom and Lucy and Stian.
Kit Downs in the studio. Thank you very much for coming, and come again with your next record. Visit us in the studio. Maybe play live. We got piano in the studio. I haven't got an organ for you, but maybe a piano. Would be a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Das war der Pop Talk. Studio war Kit Downs aus London. Es war mir eine große Freude, mit ihm hier im Studio zu sein. Und der nächste Pop Talk kommt bestimmt auf pop-talk.de. Tschüss und auf Wiederhören, sagt Nabil Atassi.